You're listening to SBS News.
Some people get no side effect at all, nothing, and others sometimes get a little headache. So this isn't unusual. Your body's working hard to develop really important antibodies to COVID. Don't be surprised if you just don't feel normal, but that is not dangerous.
Professor Mary Louise McClaws is an epidemiologist and an advisor to the World Health Organization. She's a leading voice on the coronavirus pandemic in Australia. She says the banning of some vaccines in Europe because of side effects is an overreaction. Denmark, Norway, Italy and Iceland have temporarily suspended their administration of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine following reports of severe blood clots. The European Medicines Agency has launched an investigation into these reports, which include an Austrian woman who died from multiple thrombosis just over a week after inoculation. Professor Julie Leask is an infectious disease and immunisation expert from the University of Sydney. She says government leaders will respond differently, but public confidence and protection from COVID-19 remains a priority.
They need to keep investigating that. And some countries, while they're investigating it, will pause the vaccine program, investigate it, make sure it's they're on balance, quite sure it's not the vaccine, and then resume the vaccination program. Other countries will say, no, we're going to keep the vaccination program going because we still want to get that COVID-19 vaccine protection into people, and we're willing to tolerate this little risk, this little bit of uncertainty temporarily.
Professor McClaws says severe side effects are not expected in Australia.
This particular woman who has died of a clot, there are many things that the reviewers have to look at. What side of the body it was on, was it related to the side that she had the injection, were her lymph glands in her groin large, did she have history of clots, varicose veins? Australia's not expecting this at all. You know, the UK have had over 24 million people injected and not one adverse event.
A spokesperson from AstraZeneca issued this statement on the issue.
Patient safety is the highest priority for AstraZeneca. Regulators have clear and stringent efficacy and safety standards for the approval of any new medicine. The safety of the vaccine has been extensively studied in phase 3 clinical trials, and peer-reviewed data confirms the vaccine is generally well tolerated.
So, what side effects can we expect from COVID-19 vaccines? Some recipients overseas have reported symptoms of fever and fatigue. Medical experts say this is common with all kinds of vaccinations and tend to fade away after 24 to 48 hours. Symptoms can include a sore arm, mild fever or elevated temperature, headache, muscle aches or skin rash. Professor Leask says there are also some rare but serious side effects.
Like, for example, severe allergic reaction or anaphylaxis. And that is known to occur with the COVID-19 vaccines at a rate of about 5 in every million people vaccinated. There are times when you might wonder whether there's another rare serious side effect occurring, because you get reports of people getting things like, in this case, clotting problems after they've received the vaccine.
Are side effects something to worry about? Research shows about 200 people for every 100,000 have blood clots form in their lungs or in their legs each year. Reactions may be generally unpleasant, but they are usually short-lived and not serious. Vaccines are extensively tested for safety before they are approved. Once they are in large-scale production, they are monitored in a process called post-marketing surveillance, which looks for unexpected or rare reactions that were not recorded in trials. Ms. McClaws says vaccines would not be approved for use in Australia if they were likely to cause severe or long-lasting side effects.
Emergency authorities have approved these vaccines because they have very little serious side effects. They have sore arms, you know, muscle pain, a bit of fever. We have heard of at least 3 around the world that have had a couple of deaths, and now this 60-odd-year-old woman with a clot. These are very, very, very rare, and none of them yet have been linked to the vaccine itself.
Professor Peter Collignon from the Australian National University says side effects are common even with non-COVID-19 vaccines, such as those that protect you from the flu.
And you've got to remember, if you're in a country like England or the US, you've got a high chance of getting COVID, unlike Australia. And if you get it and you're over the age of 80, you've probably got a 1 in 5 chance of dying. So even if you do see a side effect that's 1 in 100,000, 1 in 500,000, if your chance of dying is 100 times higher than that or more, you are silly not to take the vaccine. So every vaccine will have side effects. Some will even have serious side effects. So far, this appears to be no worse than the influenza vaccine for side effects, but much more effective against a disease that is probably 10 times more lethal.
Why might women have stronger side effects than men? Vaccines are designed to mimic natural infection without contracting the actual disease, thus generating immunity. Professor McClaws says women can experience stronger side effects from the Moderna vaccine. This is because the estrogen in women's bodies forces a stronger immune response, whereas testosterone in men is a hormone that slows down the response. So how might this affect Australia's vaccine rollout? Of the almost 90,000 Australians vaccinated so far, the Therapeutic Goods Administration says its monitoring services have not detected any new safety concerns in relation to COVID-19 vaccines. The administration warns older age and underlying illnesses make it more likely that coincidental adverse events, including deaths, will occur. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the TGA will continue to review data.
All the data from all of the places that we have relationships, which obviously includes Europe, is being fed into the TGA, and that data is examined, and that's what informs the decisions that we take here in Australia. Remember, the batches that we distribute across Australia, those batches are tested here in Australia. So we have a very robust process for examining that. Well, I trust our Therapeutic Goods Administration.
Labor Deputy Leader Richard Marles told the Nine Network he too trusts the judgment and testing processes of the TGA.
It really is important that we do have cool heads in this space, and the TGA have gone through this very carefully. We need to be rolling out the vaccine, and there does need to be a sense of confidence about this, and people can rightly feel confident about the safety of the vaccines.
And finally, how should you report issues regarding side effects? Firstly, if it is an emergency, call 000. If you're concerned about something you feel after getting your vaccine, you should seek advice from a health professional like your GP. Or you can call the MedicineWise Adverse Medicine Events line on 1300 134 237. Or report online by filling out a form at www.aems.tga.gov.au. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.